From NPR Music, I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm resident rock and roll wild child.
Jasmine, who is that? Who is this?
I'm sorry, Felix. We're auditioning a new male host.
Oh, my gosh.
No, we're not.
He's better looking than I am, so.
Coming after you.
We're joined today by Thor Slaughter.
Thor Slaughter is the All Songs Considered intern. We are stealing him for one song from Bob and Robin. Hopefully they won't hear this and know that we stole him for a little bit. Because we want him to listen to this first song on our show because it's in his wheelhouse. Because he is the
rock and roll wild child.
Your thoughts?
It's really cool. It's really rocking. It's got a lot of Gang of Four, a lot of post-punk inside of it, a lot of Talking Heads with that rhythm, the obstruct muted guitar chugs. Very, very cool.
Lots of stuff going on there.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on there. I really like the vocal delivery, too. It's very shouted. It's very David Byrne.
Mm-hmm.
It's very early rock and roll. The production is really lo-fi, but not in a way that's sort of covering up any of the musicianship. It's all right out in there.
So, you've never heard anything like this before?
I would say in my experience, no one has ever put something like this in front of my face from that part of the world. And so it's very eye-opening for me.
Well, welcome to Alt Latino. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Are you going to make me leave? This is too good.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got
to
move
on. Don't worry,
sorry.
I'll talk to you later about renegotiating.
Wait a minute. That's not something I would seek out, but I actually liked it.
You did?
Yeah, it was cool.
I was worried you wouldn't.
No, I dug it. It was nice to have Thor in here, giving us his expert rock and roll
now
wild
it's just
child.
You and me.
Here we go.
Next up is Yokozuna from Mexico. Yokozuna is the highest rank in professional sumo. Did you know that?
No idea.
He's also a WWF wrestler, but Yokozuna is also a Mexican rock band. I'm in a very rock mood.
I noticed from your selections this week.
This is Quiero Venganza. I want revenge, Felix.
Thank you.
okay there, buddy?
You know,
you seem upset.
No, one of the first albums I ever bought when I was a kid was Black Sabbath's Master of Reality.
Ooh.
Okay, and I remember when I bought it, I put it on, and I thought, well, something's wrong with my record player because it just sounds all distorted, and you know.
But did you like it?
It's one of my favorites of all time, believe it or not, Master of Reality, and that's what this reminded me of, in that energy and that distorted sound and.
It's always interesting when the music lines up with the theme. You know, because we talk a lot about how you get salsa music or cumbia music that sounds very alegre, como muy happy and sexy, mm-hmm. but then they're talking about spending the rest of their life in jail.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this is about revenge, and to me, it sounds furious. It sounds like fury. Like you're so furious, your thoughts are distorted, just like the music. It's hard to also imagine that this is a band comprised of two people.
Really?
Yeah. The brothers Jose Antonio and Arturo Tranquilino, which is funny because maybe Tranquilino is
just not... They would explain what it...
Well, tranquilo means very calm.
Very
and
calm and quiet.
So that might not be...
Maybe those are stage names, man. You think that's,
no,
a, that's
their
real,
names.
That's the family name?
And we'll post the video on their website. They have a video... that is, it features a lot of political repression scenes, of police repression in Mexico, and especially in southern Mexico. And this is another album by our friends over at Discos Intolerancia. Lots of good record labels.
We're starting very, very rock today, because like next up, you have another rock track.
What's up with me this week?
I don't know, man. But
usually I'm very danceable.
But then you sort of mellow out. The show is going to progress based on whatever mood you were in when you sent me the music. Okay?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Bosnian Rainbows is next.
Oh, this is Turtlenecks.
Thank you. I really like those guys.
That's Bosnian Rainbows. So it's Omar Rodriguez Lopez,
one of my favorite guitar players,
Mars Volta, and Terry Genderbender from Les Bucharets. And this is—it's just so fascinating. They're both their personalities musically and psychologically. I mean, Omar Rodriguez Lopez is an extremely talented musician who has somewhat of a reputation for being very difficult to work with, for being very controlling and dictatorial. He's a genius. He has himself stated in interviews that one of his biggest hurdles as a musician and a producer is working with others. And he said, there's a quote from him, he said, "I don't want to be a dictator for the rest of my life." And I think probably the best way to step out of being a dictator is to pair up with Terry Genderbender, who is not a woman to be messed with. It's a little bit of when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. And the result, but the result is amazing, amazing music. It's complex. Her vocals are brilliant. And fierce. Sometimes what happens to me with Omar Rodriguez Lopez is that left to his own devices, he creates brilliant music that can be a little bit too tangled, like a little bit too labyrinthic.
See, but that's what I like.
You See, like that.
I love that.
But for, I think for, I don't know, I think for the...
For normal people is what you're trying to
no,
say?
No. But I think for the average listener, that sometimes is...
Oh, certainly. It might be. It might appear excessive. It might appear.
I feel like she is anchoring him
and
making it a more digestible narrative. And it doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean it's too simple. It just means it's more digestible and you can get into it. You can access it. It's still intriguing. And the lyrics are definitely intriguing. I don't know, Turtleneck, where you've been all my life. I mean, it's still intriguing, very cryptic letters. Letras. Lyrics.
What's the name of this album? And we're going to do something special with it, aren't we?
Yeah, this is Bosnian Rainbows, and the album is Bosnian Rainbows, and we're doing a first listen of it. So listeners can hear the entire album streaming on our website, npr.org/music.
Let's mellow it out a little bit and get into more textures, more sounds, more atmospheric stuff, because I got some stuff I think is going to blow your mind. But let's get to your track next.
Well, next up, I have a traditional cumbia band from Mexico called Los Angeles Azules. Have you heard of them?
Never.
So they have been around since 1976. And here's an interesting story. Vive Latino 2013, probably one of the biggest rock festivals in Latin America. And Vive Latino announces that Los Angeles Azules are in the lineup. Now, this is your cheesy cumbia band 101. And I love them. You know, they all wear the matching colorful tuxedos.
Oh, that's awesome.
They have very romantic lyrics. And everyone is like, huh? Because, yeah, they don't, you know, you have, you know, who plays at Vive Latino? Molotov, Fabulosos Cadillacs, Café Tacuba. To me, it actually makes sense because new cumbia and electro cumbia have become so popular. Why not have a cumbia, like a straight up cumbia band? And one of the, it's a band of brothers, the Mejia Avante brothers. And one of them said, our family was really worried about us because they said people are going to throw beer at you. People are going to hit you. However, then they take the stage at Vive Latino and they are so beloved by musicians that along with them taking the stage is Kinky, Amigos Invisibles, Vicentico from Fabulosos Cadillacs, Saúl Hernández, Carla Morrison.
From Caifanes.
From Caifanes. Carla Morrison.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool.
And they end up giving this amazing, amazing concert. And people go crazy. I mean, you had people that were there to see Blur.
Right.
And people go crazy. And it's so good that they're releasing an album.
Great story.
This is Las Maravillas de la Vida, The Marvels of Life, Los Ángeles Azules, with vocals by Carla Morrison.
Great story. I love that. I wish I had been there for that. That sounds so cool.
Oh, and I forgot to say that Toy Selecta is producing.
Oh my gosh, these guys. What a great story for them.
I love that story. It's Felix story time. You've played in a lot of bands. Uh-huh. Have you ever played in a situation in which you were getting stuff thrown at you and you just had to run off stage for your life?
Let's see. Never like that drastic. I played in a band once where it was too loud for the nightclub owner. It was a small little place in Fresno called El Rincón, and it really was like in the corner of a street where it turned, and the bar was in this weird shape because it was in a corner building, and the guy hired our band, and he didn't really have any idea what it was. He would have been this cumbia guy because he had on this, like a cheesy tuxedo coat, you know, and like these really. And then we come walking in. It was a Santana cover band, as a matter of fact, right? Like totally, like. And so he's looking at us, kind of. He says, "We'll be okay. We'll be okay." And we started playing, and he's like, he comes up, "No, ruidoso, too loud, right?" Like, oh my gosh! So we turn it down. He's like, "It's still too loud." And he went over and he pulled the plug on us, right?
No.
Yeah, he turned us off. So we just kept playing with the congas and timbales and just did our little thing. And then he says, "You guys gotta get out of here." Oh, so the owner didn't dig it. No, of course not. We're not gonna chase this guy around. So it wasn't the crowd, you know, because the people,
five. Think it's probably as bad if the owner disconnects you because he thinks you're too noisy.
Other times we've played and fights start, you know. So we played louder, and then the intensity of the fight just got more intense. It was really kind of crazy. That was a fascinating experience because the fight broke out. And rather than stop.
Where were you?
In some bar in Fresno. And we started playing and we just got, it was such an intense slugfest. So we just started playing louder and the whole room sort of ignited in this violent energy vibe. And all of a sudden we realized, whoa, we better pull back because, you know.
You're like soundtrack to the fight.
It was really something. It kind of scary in a way, but it was one of the stories of the bar bands that we played.
This has been the Felix Contreras story hour.
Oh, man, I got a ton of them, man.
Moving on.
Yes, yes. That's a true story. We have a few more left, and this one's decidedly a lot mellower.
Oh, yeah.
We're kind of chilling out now after the bar fights and the rock and roll and everything. Now it's in chill out mood.
This is Armadillo. Armadillo.
Don't hide it. Say it. Come on, be proud of that accent.
This is the band Armadillo, and this is the song Mira, and it's a 039 remix. Zero. Zero.
Thank you.
that was badass. Can I say that? We went from the traditional cumbia to that outer space cumbia.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I really liked both. That last one was, whew.
The brains behind this is Diego Maldonado, and he defines it as un híbrido de río, selva, sierra y dígitos. A hybrid of river, jungle, sierra,
mountains,
and digits. Digits or digital?
Digital.
Digital. How do you say selva? Selva is jungle?
Yes.
No, jungla is jungle.
Selva.
Okay.
It's the language hour. One of the other tracks that we have for the show is also in that Angeles Azules traditional vibe. Yeah. And I'm really fascinated by it. I really liked it.
This is Raquel Zeta Rivera and Ojos de Sofía doing La Séptima Salve.
María Magdalena al pie de la cruz abrazó al maestro y guardó su luz.
María Magdalena, María Magdalena,
y guardó su luz con dolor callao, sus lágrimas fueron néctar derramado. En aquella cruz fueron
That track had so much energy, so much tradition, but still kind of cutting edge in a way. I really like that a lot.
Well, this group, Ojos de Sofía, they fuse Puerto Rican jíbaro music, bomba, Dominican salve, bachatas. They're just very pan-Caribbean. And it's the way I met Raquel Zeta Rivera, man. I have a total crush on Raquel Zeta Rivera. I was researching for an article about reggaeton, and she has written and edited a really amazing anthology about the cultural significance of reggaeton. The book is called Reggaeton. She's a brilliant, brilliant writer. She's a brilliant musician. She has a PhD in sociology. Wow. I'm completely enamored of her. If you can look up her work, musically and written, I just think I love meeting women like Raquel Zeta Rivera. You know, I think we live in such a world that's built to make women feel bad about themselves, mostly to sell products. But I think one of the most revolutionary things you can do is to be a woman and lead a full life. And I just, when I think of Raquel Zeta Rivera and the music she makes and the books she writes and her work and her blog, wow, qué mujer.
I'm going to play a track now featuring another female vocalist. This band's from Miami, and I got to say, having lived there and having the experience of seeing how the music and the communities are so separate, they don't always mesh. This band is called Elastic Bond, and they are accomplishing what I had always hoped it would happen while I was living in Miami. They are meshing all of those cultures and all those things together. They have an album out called Real. It's going to be out on June 25. This track is called Solo Tu Amor.
A ver.
Solo tu amor bastará. Las teorías no me dicen nada y sé que pronto sanará. Las heridas que llevo en el alma, solo tu amor bastará. Las
different than the last track, but still, I really like this whole album because there's a lot of jazz influence. There's a lot of vibes. I hear some jazz vibes. It's a very mellow album, decidedly mellow album. But having lived there and having experienced some trouble, like trying to mesh these two things, I got to give these guys props for pulling that off and mixing on the album bossa nova, jazz, a little light funk, a little electronica. I really like these guys. This is Elastic Bond.
I knew you would love this.
I know.
Sometimes I get a CD and I go up to Felix's desk and I say, I hated this. You're going to love it.
We balance each other out, I guess, is what we've been told. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to the Constitución train station in Buenos Aires?
Oh, yes, I have. Not the best place to be at night.
Did you know that there's a boxing ring in the basement of that place?
I have heard that there are many, many things there.
In the basement of that train station, there is a boxing ring. And this Austrian filmmaker named Jacob Weingartner, he stumbled upon it while he was traveling, and he decided to make a documentary about the boxing industry in Argentina, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
About how difficult it is and profiling some of the people, some of the fighters.
Wow.
And what he did also was to do the soundtrack for this film, he went to ZZK artist El Remolón.
Bien.
He went to him to ask for a song, and he decided to do an entire soundtrack. And so there's a soundtrack. ZZK has a soundtrack to that film. It's fascinating.
Wow. We love ZZK.
So there are a lot of textures, and I'm sure they would go better with images, but on its own, it just stands. Very much like Peter Gabriel's passion for the Last Temptation of Christ, how that album stands on its own as a soundtrack or as an album. This album is so powerful, and all the images that it conjures just from its textures. Let's stop talking about it. This is a track called El Boxeo, and it's featuring our friend Lido Pimienta.
The Colombian singer.
Check
we
it
love
out.
Her too. That's lovely.
It's deceptively simple. There's a lot going on there, and it's
her voice is deceptively sweet. It just for the topic.
It really pulled me in.
Let's end the show today with another vocalist who has a very sweet voice, but certainly an intensity. This is Nicole from Chile, and this is the song Baila.
But we were all over the map on this one today, but in a very good way, from rock to mellow. I really like this track we're listening to now. We want to remind our listeners that you can hear all of these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
This has been Alt Latino.